Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 109.
Yep.
Six kinds of friends we need in life.
Yes.
Produced by you.
Why are you revealing? May sisihan ganun.
May sisihan.
Anyway, why are we talking about this?
You chose this.
Yes, because I realized as we grow older, we kind of become
wala na tayong friends.
Ish, yes. That's a subtext. But it's more
mas scarce. Mas scarce yung friendships.
Or more like, mas selective na tayo. Diba? I mean, with all the boundary setting culture going on, parang it's so easy to not make friends now.
Hindi, tsaka napansin ko rin now that we're married. Tapos medyo madali na tayong mapagod. Hindi na rin tayo masyadong mag-gimmick.
Yes.
Tapos, medyo homebodies tayo. Wala na tayo yung eksena. Yung quote-unquote na eksena na ginagalawan. Parang,
yeah.
Ang hirap ng friendships, no?
And, I guess, now that...
Sorry, add ko pa pala. Mahirap din siguro tayo magkaroon ng friends dahil child-free by choice tayong dalawa.
Medyo na-awkward yung mga tao. Diba? Parang...
Hindi, kasi napapansin ko, especially with my friends who have kids. Yung bagong set of friends sila, yung mga
co-parents.
Di ba yung mommy circles, yeah. Di ba?
Daddy circles. Or yung mga kasama nila sa school, ganun.
Ka-playdate, no? Yes. Tayo, wala na tayong social circles na ganun.
I mean, we try to hang out with them when they want to, yeah. But
iba pa rin feeling ko eh.
Understandably, magkakaroon sila ng bagong friends.
Primal yung ano eh, yung, uy, mom ka rin, mom ako. Dad ako.
Tsaka shared experience kasi yung parenting.
So, na hindi natin magigets talaga. Eh,
yeah. I mean, we can be there for them, but...
Hindi, I mean yung experience sila na kailangan nila ng quote-unquote co-parent.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
It takes a village.
Yes. And, ayun nga, as we grow older, I think it's more difficult to make friends.
Yes.
And to maintain friendships.
Yes. Actually, nung napansin ko rin, ako especially as I turned 40, parang yung, hindi naman kumonti yung friends ko, more like parang marami nag-drift apart na friendships. Yeah. Yeah. Tapos, kumonti na rin yung seeking new friends na opportunities. Nag-trim down na rin ako sa social life ko. Gets mo ba?
Yeah. And, in a way, I think, medyo part din yung social media of like how we drifted apart with other friends. Like,
wait, bakit? Sa social media, makakaano ka nga eh. Mas makaka-usap mo yung friends mo everyday. Always
yeah,
on
but,
eh, di ba?
But sometimes... May mga taong parang, okay, tinatry ko siya i-imagine. Like, maybe our parents before, nung wala pa social media. Or maybe, like, you know, people older than us. Like, when they see their friends, hindi nila parang araw-araw nakikita. So, yung changes.
Gets.
Parang, while sudden, yung kunwari, nag-lifestyle change yung friends mo. Parang madali siyang tanggapin. Kasi, in a way, chapter mark when you meet. Ito kasi minsan, di ba, you see your friend. Yung nagta-transition pa lang siya. Kunwari, meron kang friend na, started to earn more. Tapos na-enjoy niya na yung pera niya. I mean, fine. Entitled siyang mag-nouveau-rich stuff dyan. Pero alam mo yung pag araw-araw, yung parang feel na feel niyang this is my new iPhone. This is my new car. This is a... Parang...
Tsaka parang may mga bagong dimensions nga kasi yung... na hindi natin nakikita before. Oh. Sa social media, no? Na parang...
Uh-oh.
And some of those dimensions to their personalities are annoying.
Yes. Na versus walang social media, parang may kind of mystery or hindi mo masyado na-experience yun with them, I guess. Yun. But still. Anyway, but more than anything, why are we talking about this? It's because as we grew older, I think there are a few misconceptions about friendships that you and I actually learned. Mm. Diba?
Tsaka isa rin, as we grew older, nag-iba na rin yung definition ng friendship sa atin. Or at least hindi naman definition, more like yung flavor ng friendships. Iba
or
na.
Parang yun nga, nagiging sophisticated. You learn more about being friends, staying friends.
Yeah.
And I guess we just want to sort of process all these
and ako
in
rin
this
nga,
episode.
Ang mas malupit pa nga na realization ko, na nahihirapan pa akong gawin ah. How to be comfortable with the reality that, wala, friendships do drift apart.
We have that episode.
Yeah. Pero yun na, nahihirapan ako i-reconcile yung sarili ko with that fact.
Na-heartbroken ka pa.
Hindi naman. More like parang hindi pa ako sanay siguro. Pero, wala akong masamang ginawa at wala rin masamang ginawa yung friend ko. It's just that people change and life directions are different when we grow up.
Yeah.
Yung friend ko nung 20s ako, friend ko nung 30s ako, pwede hindi ko na friend ngayon.
Ayun nga. So, let's kind of examine that.
Tsaka wait, magandang ano nga dyan, magandang naisip kong magandang related na movie or TV scene sa ganong situation. Yung sa New Girl, tinanong nung character ni Zooey Deschanel si Jess, dun sa best friend niya si Cece. If we met each other now, hindi nung nursery sila or grade school, do you think we'll still be friends? Ang sagot nila sa isa't isa, no. May ganun na eh, di ba?
Yeah. And ano din eh, parang, I think when we were younger, may basic idea tayo of what a friend is, di ba? Like through our parents, school, pop culture. Pero hindi naman siya ever tinuro na parang math or science na this is how you make a friend.
Dito.
It's not even like, you know, we had manners class. I don't know kung sa atin eh, may ganun.
Etiquette?
May social etiquette class tayo na. So parang even how you should behave in like, you know, high society shit. Ganon. May tinuro eh how to socialize eh. But, you know, having deeper social relationships, hindi siya ever tinuro. And you kind of learn through mistakes, through fights, through, I don't know.
Isa pang ano yan eh, isa pang tema yan sa mga ano ko eh, meditations ko ngayon. Yung mga friendships na we had or we formed in school.
Yeah.
Parang medyo worry ako ng konti sa reality na yon kasi because of the term animals in captivity.
Ano siya eh?
Parang
controlled environment.
Exactly. Yung socialization nun, para tayong, sabi mo, dalawang birds na linagay sa cage. Yung parang medyo wala ka rin choice na parang, trip ko ba talaga tong tao na to? Or were we just animals in captivity when we were in grade school or high school?
Madaming
or college?
Ibang ways versus, to describe it. Di lang animals in captivity.
Versus,
para din siyang, you know, stuck in an island. Or like,
pero gusto ko yung term na animals in captivity.
Survivor.
I call it the animals in captivity friendship. Kasi nung, ang natural na ano talaga, natural na friendship, yung nakakagalaw ka freely, di ba? Like nung nagtrabaho na tayo or nung wala na tayo sa school, actively siniseek mo yung friendship.
By choice.
Anyway. Ganda, mahamaganda naman yung flow eh.
You sound intense. But anyway, before we share with our pod pals, yung parang six kinds of friends na parang na-realize natin that we need now that we are adults, I kind of want to talk about yung mga misconceptions on friendships na parang na-debunk mo na as you grew older as an adult. And I think one misconception is BFF. Na, I think na-touch on mo na yan, di ba? Na parang, What does best friends forever even mean?
Tsaka yun na nga, maganda nga, plural yung title natin eh. Kinds of friends.
Yun.
Kasi, at this point in our lives, in this age, I'm 40.
Ayan na naman. Every episode, sasabihin niya age niya.
So,
no, pod battles.
It's part of my accept. I'm 41, you're 30-something.
Hindi
na uso yung BFF sa... Hindi, totoo naman eh.
No, but I do have like BFF.
Yeah, pero I mean, ngayon, na-realize ko, so many dimensions to a friendship.
Yeah.
And we have to get those dimensions from different friends.
Gets mo ba? That's why we are talking about this.
Ang BFF, abused yan. Kumbaga, naalala ko yung kanta ng Cardigans na ano.
Step I've been on
your
me.
Ayun, isa yun. Tsaka yung, I've been your mother, yun. I've been your father, baby, I was your whore. Parang, lahat na lang.
Lahat
financial
na.
Advisor yung friend mo. Guidance counselor. Banko.
Psychiatrist.
Co-parent.
In case of emergency person.
Oo.
Lahat na. Ang lahat hirap na.
Hindi mo
naman, na.
Hindi mo may expect yun sa isang tao lang. Unhealthy yun. Na-expect yes. Lahat nun sa isang person.
And
sa isang BFF.
And I guess, ano siya, medyo fault din siya ng, ano medyo fault? Hindi siya medyo fault. Fault siya ng media and even
pop culture, movies.
And I work in advertising, but I grew up seeing ads of like BFFs.
Diba, kasi cinematic siya tingnan.
Like, do you remember this specific self-care brand for tweens? Na yun yung ano, brand image niya, diba? BFFs. Like, baby cologne, facial wash.
I guess BFFs, hindi ako, pero feeling ko at that age, teens, yes, pwede pa yun. Pero ngayon, ang multifaceted na yung lives natin.
Yeah.
Kailangan nga mag-branch out.
Tsaka you cannot...
We have to diversify our friendships. Parang portfolio ng pera, no? Finances.
Eh, kasi nag-invest ka on yourself. Nag-invest ka on different people. Diba?
Pero we're talking like stockbrokers.
Hindi mo nga pwede... I love idioms. And
you
I'm
do?
Sarcastic. Ano ulit yung idioms nung ano... Cannot put all your eggs in one basket. I am cringing as I say that. Pero diba, parang hindi pwedeng ganun, mag-diversify ka. Hindi mo pwedeng i-invest lahat ng emotional expectations and needs mo into one person. Diba? So, it's so volatile. Yun. So, yun yung isang misconception. For me, misconception yung one person, friend kita forever. Tapos, lahat ng things, ikaw lang. Parang, hindi naman siya Olympics na may top one, may gold medalist ng pagiging friend mo, di ba?
Tsaka parang yung friend mo na yun is a human being. Eh, hindi naman lahat ng facets ng buhay master siya of, di ba?
Tsaka favorite ko yung, ito nangyari sa akin.
Wait, for example, magaling siya magbigay ng advice.
Hmm.
Pero, yayain mo mag-shopping ng damit, wala siyang alam sa fashion. Hindi, di ba? Bakit mo siya expect na ano maging...
Tapos madidisappoint ka.
Fashion consultant mo.
Tsaka it related to what I was saying and sort of what you're saying. Nangyari na sa akin yung... I-declare may isang person na best friend mo. Tapos hindi niya masabi sa'yo na hindi ikaw yung best friend niya. It's not mutual. So, ang dawi ko ng gano'n na, you're my best friend. Tapos, sasabihin saan, may iba akong best friend ah. So, parang, what the hell?
Awkward nga yun.
So, parang,
declaration.
Hindi naman kailangan isa yung best friend mo, di ba?
Pero when you say best, di ba?
Kaya nga, meron
tayong six. It's usually one.
No, that's why we are proposing these six kinds of friends. At lahat to, pwede mong best friend. Diba?
Naniniwala rin ako rin.
Diba?
Naniniwala ako na you shouldn't have one best friend.
Yes. So, on that note, huwag na natin patagalin.
Ang haba na eh.
Yes. Ang haba na ng intro. So, tigtatlo kami ni Wincy. And the mechanics. Ito yung rules. Mag-share kami ng six kinds of best friends. And in a way, mag-refer tayo to like samples through movies, pop culture, okay, songs, whatever, and personal experience.
Pero paano kung masyadong specific yung example ko, wala sa pop culture?
Ah, na, for sure meron yan. Oh, go.
Okay.
Oh, ako you start. Yes, you start.
Ito, kailangan ng clarification ito. Pero this is the kind of friend I've always had, actually, since I was a kid. So my first entry is the friend nobody knows you're friends with, or the top secret friend. Hindi na dito yung friend na kinahihiya mo.
Pero meron din yun, di ba?
May ganun din, oo. Pero hindi to
hindi yun. Hindi to kasi, yung, sige, i-branch out, ano lang siya, subset niyang, ano.
Pero okay, hindi siya yung friend na kinahihiya mo.
Sige,
go. Pero maganda rin yung entry na yun.
Sige, pwede natin i-sidebar.
Sige. Oh. Pero yung ito muna, yung entry ko, the friend nobody knows
you're friends with. Okay.
Okay, why is it essential muna?
Why?
Because para siya yung therapist or shrink mo. Gets mo? Bilang nun, wala pa akong shrink or wala pang hindi pa uso yung psychiatrist.
Okay.
Tama eh. May napanood akong isang Japanese TV show.
Mm.
Sinabi ng shrink dun sa pasyente niya.
Mm.
I'm the only person in the world that you can tell your secrets to.
Mm.
Na hindi mo masabi sa family mo or sa friends mo.
Oh.
And I will always listen.
So basically,
pero kasi sobrang layo ko sa orbit mo.
So basically,
kaya I will never be friends with your family or your friends. Gets
kumbaga, what? Stranger siya sa mga taong close ka.
Pero alam niya lahat. Mas alam niya pa yung mga sikreto mo.
Oo.
Ayun.
May ganun ka?
May ganun ako.
I think
until now.
I think
na yung magugulat sila na, ha, kilala mo yan? If ever, alam, malalaman pa nila. Malamang hindi nila malalaman na friends ako with this guy. Kasi, to be honest, being friends with your barkada and your family rin, nakakaano rin eh, nakakasakal din ng identity eh. Yung parang, ako na lang to pala. Ako na to. Gets mo ba?
At saka, liit na mundo mo.
Liit mo ng mundo. Mm. Tsaka, at the same time, ayoko, yung defined ka na by them forever. Gets mo?
Mm.
Especially kung good friends ka talaga with your barkada. Kailangan mo minsan ng out.
Tsaka wala kang mystery.
Yan, oo.
To anyone.
Tapos ang maganda, ito parang bakasyon friend siya kasi nagbabakasyon ka from yourself.
Uh-oh.
Kung kasama mo siya, he's the friend nobody knows I'm friends with. So,
hey, wait, is it your friend nobody knows you're friends with, or like the friend who doesn't know anyone you are?
Hindi ko pinakilala to ever.
Hindi kasi pwedeng with your description, pwede pa lang kilala ko yun, pero di ko lang alam na friends kayo eh. Hindi, di
ba?
Hindi ganon. Yung una. Parang basically, out of the orbit friend.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Out of the orbit friend.
Mm.
Yun na lang, mas maganda yung ring nun.
Grabe siya midway eh. Oh.
Out of the orbit friend. Kasi ang haba nung title ko. Yung the out of your orbit friend.
Mm.
Ano eh, pwede kang makagawa ng bagong persona.
Yes.
Diba?
Or meron siyang na-unlock sa'yo na hindi mo ma-
oh, kung sakal na sakal ka na, kung sakal na sakal ka na sa pamilya mo or sa friends mo, regular friends mo, time to meet the out of your orbit friend.
Although, I think,
yun yung masaya.
I think, I would take credit for that. I think saan mo natutunan yung out of your orbit friend.
Hindi nga, sinasabi ko nga, mula grade school, yung meron akong ganun.
Oh.
Na magugulat yung friends ko na parang, ha? Kaibigan mo pala yun?
Pero ikaw, parang pag meron ako nakikwentong friend ko, tapos ikaw gulat na gulat, ha? Parang naging friend yun.
Eh, kasi hindi mo naman, kasi out of your orbit friend mo siya.
Kaya nga, eh, so ba't ka gulat na gulat?
Pero ano to? Ang tanong ko,
oh,
are you a good out of your orbit friend? Yeah. Or are you an out of your orbit friend from someone else?
I think so.
Ah, talaga?
I think so.
Ako rin, feeling ko. Kasi naturally weird ako, di ba?
Hindi, like yung friend kong kinikwento ko sa'yo na sommelier, parang, ha? Huh? May friend ka sommelier? Ganyan. Tapos, I think yung friends niya, parang, ha? Huh? May friend kang ano?
Graphic designer.
Oh, like, yun yung hindi mag-meet yung worlds. Di ba? And, paano ba kami nag-meet lang? Ito, kaya kami nag-meet, impossible for us to meet naturally. Nag-meet lang kami dahil magkasama kami sa layout. No, alam mo mga ano, achievers under 21, ganun.
Kaya hindi rin siya ano, no? With, hindi siya, what's this? Not necessarily weird tong friend na to. Or
hindi. Eccentric.
Hindi, di ba? Pero more like, parang expected na maging friends mo, CJ, mga coffee people and art people.
Yes.
Film and TV people.
Yes.
Advertising people. Pero biglang may friend ka na gardener, parang ganun.
Eh, di ba nagugulat ka dun sa mga high school friends ko from Ateneo na parang almost lahat
karate
sila. Karate. Parang, ha, di ganun nagkakarate ah. I don't know, it just so happens nagkakarate sila.
Tama, tama. They don't have to necessarily be eccentric or weird eh, di ba? More
ano
like
lang,
kakaiba lang talaga.
Hindi
sayo
mo lang i-expect na friend mo. Anyway, ano yung benefits for you nung...
Yun, benefit, sanity. Kung nababaliw ka na sa regular set of friends mo, may mapagsasabihan ka.
Okay.
Tapos, ayun, yung ano nga, yung freedom mo to create a new persona kung bigat ka na sa persona mo.
Oo.
Na parang, ha? Si Wincy na naman bala ako ngayon.
Uy, alam mo, kung ano yung classic, ano dyan, example sa pop culture. Mean Girls.
Sino doon?
Si KD. Di ba hindi alam ni na Regina na friend niya si na, ano, Janice Ian?
Or actually, alam mo, sa pop culture, alam ko na rin.
Ano?
Ghost World. Si Seymour.
Yes, yes,
yung,
yes.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Enid Coleslaw, as played by
Thora
Birch, has a friend, secret friend, si...
Si Steve Buscemi.
Si Steve Buscemi. Si Seymour.
Si Seymour, yeah. Hindi, pero alam ni... Scarlett Johansson na friend sila.
Pero hindi sila nag-hangout together.
Yes,
sila
yes,
tatlo.
Yes. Yeah.
Meron pala, meron. This exists in pop culture. Marami pa examples na hindi natin feeling ko wala lang tayong maisip na example ngayon. Pero sige, Pod Pals. Kung may maisip kayong out of your orbit friend in pop culture, TV. Ah, sa New Girl. Si Nick Miller, di ba may friend siya na lolo? Na Chinese.
Nobody is over it.
Na-close talaga
si Tran.
Sila. Tran. Na namatay na yung actor.
Oo nga eh. Si Tran.
Si Tran,
diba,
oo.
Di ba sobrang nag-improve yung buhay ni Nick Miller dahil kay Tran.
Tsaka ang dami niyang ginawa, di ba? Ni Tran for Nick Miller.
Oo, di ba? Parang...
It exists pala. Hindi siya weird. Akala ko sa akin lang to.
Another classic example, Karate Kid.
Sino dun?
Si Miyagi tsaka si Daniel. Nobody knows their friends.
Hindi ba? Eh, nag-compete si Daniel-san.
Unimaginable. Wala silang in common.
Ah, Doc Brown and Marty McFly.
Kaya, so I guess it's age also.
Kaya medyo, nga, ano so may ibang, different worlds nga na konti rin.
Yeah.
Or if not, different age nga.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ako, yung next friend ko. Ito. I think another kind of friend that you need when you are an adult is the friend who's more intelligent than you.
Nice.
Especially,
explain muna, explain.
Especially, like, kasi, aminin
kung adult
mo,
lang ba, paano kung bata ka? Pwede rin.
Hindi, kasi kung bata ka, I think ha, kung bata ka, ang laking pressure na, kasi finoform mo pa yung confidence mo at saka believe mo sa sarili.
Tsaka ultra-competitive ka kung bata.
In fact na may grading system, may honor system, parang it's difficult to have a friend who's smarter than you. Mathithreaten at mathithreaten kay.
And so, ayaw mo magkaroon ng friend na mas matalino sa'yo, no? Kung bata ka.
Or hindi, di ba parang nung bata tayo, parang, talino niyan eh. Ang friend niyan, yung mga matatalino.
Ah, may ganun.
May ganun.
Kaya
siya,
dapat i-abolish na ang report cards at
or,
grades.
Or feeling mo parang, kung mas matalino siya, feeling mo, bobo ka. So, hindi siya good for your self-esteem. Yeah. So, I think, now that we're older and we've formed our selves already, like strong na yung, resilient na yung ano natin, self-esteem natin. I think it's important that we have a friend who's more intelligent than us. Especially you and I.
Bakit? But especially?
I-admit mo, talinong-talino tayo sa sarili
hindi.
Natin eh.
Not at all. Ako hindi.
Okay.
Bubong-bubo ko sa sarili ko paminsan.
Whatever.
Ito o.
Hindi, pero...
Dito to, may days na, shit, ang buo-buo ko. Hindi ako magaling.
Ay, nako.
Hindi, kaya nga. I'm being honest.
Hindi ko yan experience.
Well,
sa'yo.
Natatago ko. Hindi kita
nakakita.
Hindi ko binaverbalize.
Anyway, pero we, like you and I, aminin mo na, at least self-awareness. Like, we kind of pride ourselves na, hindi man tayo bobo. Diba? Medyo matalino naman.
Hindi
may laban naman ang slide.
Hindi ko inisip na matalino.
Okay. I'm alone here anyway. So, parang, It's important that someone else grounds you eh. Na may matututunan ka sa kanila or may sasabihin sila sa'yo na alam mo hindi, mali ka.
Pero ganon. What or, if alam matalino mo, siya pero ano siya yung...
Savant?
Hindi, ano? Matalino siya pero hindi siya expressive sa mga ganyan. May ganun eh. Yung palaging hindi naman. Dapat may tapang din ng konti eh. Na magsabi sa'yo na, hoy, mali ka.
Hindi, pero ano na yun, intimacy na yun ang friendship niyo.
Hindi
eh.
Rin. Ako minsan, kahit yung kailangan ko na pagsabihin tong kaibigan ko, ito na, sasabihin ko na. Sabihin ko na, may abang siya. Alam mo, okay ka lang. Mabait ka.
Hindi, alam mo, ibig sabihin, hindi kayo super close.
Hindi rin.
Kasi safe space yan. Kung close talaga kayo, you will find a way to tell your friend na, alam mo, medyo bobo yung ginawa mo. Or parang, alam mo, wag mong i-tweet yan kasi kabobohan yan. Or as simple as, yung caption mo may typo, be. Like, ganon. Like, kailangan mo mas matalino sa'yo. Or like, ako for sure, I will name names. Ma-flatter naman siya eh. Like, kunwari si Chard, si Richard Bolisay, alam kong mas matalino siya sa akin tapos na-enrich yung buhay ko sa kanya. Like,
at matalino siya at honest siya sa'yo kung nagkamali ka.
Oo. Tapos parang, even in terms of movies, parang kapag nadedetect na niyang parang basura mode na yung mood ko or like...
Ano yung basura mode?
Yung pag nagre-rant ako sa kanya, parang it's the same shit. Over and over. Yung nag-obsess na ako.
Pero ba't hindi ka naasar sa kanya kung sinasabi niya yun? Kasi maganda yung pagkasabi niya.
Oo, oh, eloquent kasi siya eh. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo, may bago akong movies na i-recommend sa'yo. Parang dapat panoorin mo sila because of what you're going through. Ganon. And it sort of comforts me and enriches me. Ganon. So, and I don't know if it's just me, but I kind of like to talk about ideas and concepts and like, I don't know, future stuff na hindi tao, yung hindi tayo nagchichismisan. Like,
really now?
I do.
Okay.
Why?
I trust you.
No, I mean, sometimes nagchichismisan tayo. Sometimes, pinag-usapan na, we talk shit about people. But, you know.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. Because some other time.
More like once in a blue moon.
Hindi ah. Parang, oo. Syempre gusto mong pag-usapan like the future or like, I don't know, someone I can talk to about the books that I read. I need someone like that. Diba? Kasi kung yung friend mo, puro na lang ibang tao yung pinag-uusapan nyo.
Hindi na-enrich yung ano mo.
Mararamdaman mong parang nabubulok yung insides mo eh.
Gets.
Diba? Although, kami din ni Chard, we love talking shit about
at
people.
At nabubulok na yung insides yun.
Hindi, mayroon kaming limit na parang, oh, teka na, ano na.
Kadiri
na to. Yun.
At least self-aware.
So for me, benefits ng having a friend na mas matalino sa'yo.
Mahahumble ka.
Oo, oh, mahahumble ka. Mag-ground ka. Real
nilalaki ulo mo.
Oo.
Tsaka yan yung mga yun yung nagsasabi, huy, laki na ng ulo natin, ha?
Hindi, tsaka si Chad, grabe siya. Kung naya nagpapalit akong profile picture, parang GGSS ka here. Ganon. O siya sabihin niya, ano, yung intent mo ba dito, dramatic? Ganon. Ganon. Or campy ba yung intent mo? Tapos ako, hindi campy. Parang, okay, re-revise ko na.
Pero yung mga ganyang friendships, na-realize ko.
Ano?
Sa LGBTQ at sa...
Queer and women.
And women, no.
Why can't men do that to themselves? To ay, each other pa pala. Alam.
Hindi ako masyado bakit? Magaling sa dynamics.
Hindi niya kayang mag-real talk. Yung kunwari.
Ako pa, i-real talk
kunwari,
mo.
Kunwari. Pare, parang...
Nangingisay ako kung real sinabi yung word na real talk.
Why?
Ha?
Why?
Wala, anxiety disorder. The general hell? Anxiety disorder. People pleaser.
Kayo pod pals, na, especially yung mga cis straight men na pod pals, kaya nyo ba i-real talk yung isa't isa?
I'm sure.
Sa pop culture ba? Sino yung... Madaming ganyan eh. Yung mga friends na mas matalino sa'yo.
Like Birding Sherlock. Na matalino.
Hindi, Sherlock. Mas matalino si... Ay, hindi. I kind of like the exchange na parang madalas si Sherlock. Pero may times
pero mas
na...
Pero may mga areas in life na mas matalino yun. Si Watson kay Sherlock.
Which I enjoy.
Like frontlining.
Yun.
Customer service.
Yes.
Hindi mo ipibigay sa customer service si Sherlock Holmes.
Pero ang ganda nun, di ba? Nung relationship na gano'n, na mas matalino yung isa. Or like, si Schmidt, tsaka si Nick.
Ba't puro new girl yung ano natin?
Sino? Eh, favorite kasi natin, tas friends sila eh. Who else? Ano yung mga favorite?
Filipino films, wala
oh,
pa.
Sige,
meron yan, I'm sure.
Na mas matalino.
Usually, advisor role kasi, or teacher role ng konti yung... Or Wizard from the Forest role, yung mga ganyan. Hindi totoo naman eh. Yung parang wag mong gagawin. Ah, Stanley Tucci. In mga mga roles ni Stanley Tucci. In The Devil Wears Prada.
Mas matalino sa'yo. Or mas experienced.
Pero tama, may usually sa movies, may isang scene sila na mag-impart sila ng wisdom dun sa hero na, uy, mali yung ginagawa mo kasi.
And minsan, ano din to, diba? Ang sidebar niyan ay yung friend mo na okay yung career. Like, magbibigay siya ng career advice, investment advice. Yung mas madiskarte lang talaga siya sa buhay in general. Kasi sa'yo. Yun. Pero, I think most of the time, yung mga intelligent friend mo, ang hindi nila mabibigay ay yung parang mga emotional comfort. Ay,
why
din
not?
Eh.
Pwede.
Kaya eh. Kumbaga, diba, sinasabi natin, these are friends na hindi mo dapat i-demand in one person. But, so, ano yung parang hindi mo makukuha from an intelligent friend? What do you think?
Baka yun nga, yung emotional exchange.
At the end of the day, parang i-intellectualize niya eh, no?
Nakaka-asar din yun, actually. Kailangan may off-switch din eh, yung intellectualism. Gets mo ba?
Or minsan...
Parang mga comedian, di ba comedians na walang off-switch?
Oo.
Sobrang obnoxious.
Yeah.
A feeling ko, yung mga intellectuals na walang off-switch, annoying.
Oo.
Yung parang, ha, kumakain tayo, mga ano pa rin.
Intellectualized.
Oo, objective correlative. Bakit?
Hindi naman, si Chad naman din ganun eh. Okay. Di ba? So, kaya nga, iniisip ko, ano yung hindi mo kukuha sa intelligent friend mo. I guess sometimes they're not practical. Like,
practical stuff. Pero what if street smart friend?
Ayun
na magbibigay ng advice sa'yo. May ganun eh.
Oh, may ganun
yung hindi siya bookish, hindi siya academic, pero...
Street smart
oh,
siya.
Oo, galing.
Yes.
Or magaling sa tao.
Eh, ba't di yun yung entry mo?
Kasi medyo okay na ako sa tao.
Pero, sige, yung sasagot mo na ano... Out of your orbit, friend. Ano yung hindi mo madedemand sa kanya?
Wait, ba't tayo nagre-rewind?
Eh, hindi natin nasagot eh. Oh. To go to your special occasions.
Oo, na. Sama. Hindi pwede, pero yung mga ano kami.
Ano?
hindi ko siya ma-invite sa wedding, binyag, funeral. Pero pwede yung samahan mo ako sa Comic-Con or sa Toy-Con or sa Kapitayo. Okay lang yun. Ito, my second entry. Medyo nagiging shtick ko na to, I know, pero it must be said.
How to spot a Winzy Ong joke. Charing.
Related na naman sa Ateneo to. So this is the non-Atenean friend.
Is it only applicable to you?
To all Ateneans, actually.
Or meron ba siyang non-Atenean translation?
Wala, wala. Ateneo talaga.
Kasi kayo medyo, yung center ng mundo. No? Yun.
Medyo specific to. Kasi tama ka na yung the way we were socialized, Ateneista lang kausapin nyo. Inadala-dala namin hanggang pagtanda namin. I mean, of course,
isn't
I can't
that
speak,
what religion
I can't speak
is
for,
about?
Well, yeah. I can't speak for every Atenean, pero until na nagtrabaho na ako sa companies, sa mga companies na natrabahuhan ko, hinaharap ko talaga, uy, Ateneista yun. Tara, kain tayo. Parang cultish, gets mo? Cliquish, cultish, whatever. What have you.
Organized religion.
Churchy. Oh, it's churchy. Pero at the same time, yung mga may nakilala ko from other schools, UST, UP, parang lumawak yung mundo ko bigla. Gets mo ba? Tapos nagkaroon ako ng perspective na, ah, ang laki pala ng mundo, hindi lang Loyola Heights campus. Gets mo? And may perspective pala na, ganito pala yung ibang perspective ng tao sa mundo na hindi ko makukuha from a fellow Atenean. Majority of my friends, 80%
are Atenians.
Of my friends are Atenians.
But, okay, sige. I think kasi yung explanation mo is kind of expected. I mean, oh, sure, yeah. If non-Atenean friends, edi lalawak yung mundo mo. But, my question for you is, bakit kayo in the first place nagkaroon ng behavior na you look for Atenean friends?
Ayun, good. Kasi feeling ko nga yun, yung, I wouldn't call it indoctrination, more like yung socialization nga talaga sa Ateneo and yung training. Hindi ka masyadong open sa
bakit
realities
na?
Ng
mundo.
Para kang naano eh. Again, animals in captivity or ano nga?
White lotus.
Naipit ka dun sa loob ng campus. Buong buhay mo. Tapos, lalo na ako true blue Atenean pa. Prep to fourth year college. Hindi ako makaalis dun sa superiority complex ng Atenista.
Pero parang, bakit kailangan mag-select kayo agad? Parang why is that the knee-jerk reaction? Like, sabi mo nga, kapag pumasok sa company, maghanap ka agad na Atenean?
To add pa,
why?
Malakas yung ano namin, pang-amoy namin na sa yung Atenista rito.
Well, napakadali namang ispot kung sino yung Atenista.
Naka-boat shoes, no?
Hindi. It's with a sentence construction.
Yeah, Manong. How are you, Manong? Pero hindi, nagtatagalog yung mga Atenista na nakalaki.
Hindi, madedetect mo siya kahit di ka Atenista.
Oh, yun. So, bagay, you don't need to sniff it out, di ba?
Yeah. They make themselves so apparent na Atenista ako.
It's not so hard to spot one in a crowd.
I don't hate Ateneans.
You have a lot of Atenean friends.
I have a lot.
But do you have non-Atenean friends?
Yeah.
Boom.
Excuse me. Oo.
True. Yun, so ako, diversity. Diversity of thought that you will never get if hanggang 40 years old, Ateneo pa rin yung utak mo.
Pero may
kasi pare-pareho kayong mag-isip, di ba? Pare-pareho kayong mag-isip, pare-pareho kayong manamit, pare-pareho kayong mahilig ng basketball.
Conformity na, charing.
Oh, pare-pareho kayong Catholic. Ano na? Wala na nangyari.
Pero,
wala ka ng ibang experience sa wala ka ng ibang POV sa experiences ng ibang tao.
Pero human nature din naman kasing maghanap ng kapareho mo eh.
Kaya nga, hindi ko naman sinasabing drop your Athenian friends. Eh. Sinabi ko, have Athenian friends and have non-Athenian friends.
O sige, bakit? Ano yung... Well, na-touch on mo na to kanina. Pero ano yung tingin mong benefit ng non-Athenian friends?
Well, number
for
one,
an Athenista, like you.
Makes me grounded. Makes me...
Yes.
Makes me less kanya.
Shout out kay Victor. I mean,
shout out. Victor in, Anastasio, swear, idol ka namin.
Ito yung part ng bullet points natin na parang sana guest si Victor. Eh.
Oo nga. Oh. Hindi, gi-guest natin si Victor for an Ateneo episode. Pero ultimately, yung sinasabi ko nga kanina, mas lumalawak yung mundo mo. Mas lumalaki.
But I think it's not just exclusive
kasi nga, yung
for Athenian.
Hindi, Athenians are, hindi naman sa ano, generalization to, yes. Ano, maliit yung mundo.
And then, tsaka, sorry ah. Like, napansin ko kasi sa office, hindi, wala kaming culture kasi ng, anong school ka? Hindi siya ganun ka-apparent.
Ngayon, oh, alam ko, sa generation na to, nawawala na yan.
Pero, ang nanonotice ko, well, may times na nagtatanungan kami ko ano yung school, ganun. May generalization or like may mga cliches. But yeah, I think I would agree that the Athenians tend to, you know, brand themselves together.
Yes, immediately.
Oo, parang we're the Athenians here. Whilst
we're the elite.
Coming,
diba? Ew. We're the smartest people in the Philippines.
Excuse me. Wala sa top 200 in the world yung Ateneo. Yung UP nandun.
I heard.
Isang malaking... Excuse me.
Kaya nga, that was how we were indoctrinated and socialized. You are the elite. You are the smart. Kayo pinaka-pogi. Kayo pinaka-gwapo. Kayo pinaka-mayaman. Kayo pinaka-ganyan.
May ganun ba talaga?
Parang an oo.
What? Okay, kung may Athenian podpals dito ah, please confirm.
Sige.
Or deny.
Ay, nako. Watch out. Watch out for the answers.
Anyway.
May excite ka. Parang Nazi ano. Hitler Youth Camp.
What?
Yeah. Hi, Latinea!
Grabe.
Bakit?
Okay, for comedy. Pero sige. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, what's yours?
My next. The no judgment friend.
Ay, kailangan ko rin yan.
And sometimes.
Bilang judgy ako.
Oo, aka the enabler friend.
The consentidor.
Yes, yes, yes. Kasi, like... Especially ako, na ano ko eh, hindi ako risky person. You know that.
Mas risky pa ako sa'yo?
Yes. I'm not risky. I'm not spontaneous.
You're not spontaneous.
I calculate almost everything. Di ba nga, may time, may episode ako na parang nag-meltdown ako. Tapos sabi ko sa'yo, I just realized I've been living my life in such a way na I always feel like I am to lose everything. Diba? So, sobra talaga akong...
You have to learn that.
Oo. Calculated. Na even like the smallest purchases or the smallest decisions, parang kailangan ko ng assurance, hindi, sige, bilin mo.
Bilin mo.
Or, sige, gawin mo, i-book mo na. Ganun. Or,
medyo ganun ako sa'yo, diba?
Or, hindi, sige, kailangan mo kausapin yung boss mong ganon. Yung...
Wait, question pala.
Ano?
Before you go
what?
Explaining this. Hindi, before
okay.
You go explaining this.
Not leaving.
Ito ba? Sa purchases lang?
Hindi.
Even consentidor like, saan? Yun yung hindi mo in-explain.
Kunwari, may gusto kong sabihin sa'yo.
Ah, okay. So, hindi lang go
ganon.
On adventure, travel, or...
Kunwari, may difficult thing akong kailangan sabihin sa'yo. Meron akong friend na kakausapin ko, here's the situation. Ito yung gusto ko sabihin, pero ito yung what making it difficult for me. Kailangan ko nang hindi sabihin mo. Kailangan maging brave. Ganon. Kailangan
so
ko
the braver friend.
Enabler friend. Or, pero mas madalas, 90% of the time, it is about, you know, financial purchases. Or like
90%.
Financial decisions. So, sige, bilhin mo na.
Treat yourself.
Ganon. Madami ako sobrang enabler friend. And, I pride myself in being an enabler friend. Like, if you want to buy something, If you want to buy something, tapos gusto mo lang nang mag-a-agree sa'yo, kayang-kaya. I'm persuasive like that. I think it's my job. Parang kaya ko ibenta yung gusto mong event, yung gusto mong bilhin. Kaya kong i-nudge at i-convince kang, hindi, bilhin mo. Tapos meron pa akong list of reasons to believe why you should buy it. Like, I think si Denise, kapag meron siyang luxury bag na bibilin, tatanungin niya talaga ako.
Tapos ikaw yung consentidor.
Although, there are times na sasabihin ko, teka lang, baka hindi dapat dyan ka bumili.
Okay, wait, yun. Sidebar.
What
if itong consentidor friend mo,
ano?
Pangit yung taste?
Rarely.
Kunwari,
rarely.
Gusto kong bilhin tong bag na to. Tapos, pangit talaga yung bag. Pero sinabi, hindi, sige, bilhin mo yan. Oh, yun yung problematic dito. What if he or she has bad tastes?
I don't think I have friends of bad taste. Joke. Hindi, sige. To answer your question, mapupunta tayo dun sa friend na, babalik tayo dun sa more intelligent than you friend. Kasi diba, kung mas tayo, let's say, sa mundo ng style, if magsiswitch ka na parang, teka, parang di maganda, diba? Yung nasabihin mo hindi bagay sa'yo. Pero, hindi ka na nagiging enabler doon. Pero yun nga, I guess yung caveat dyan, you don't have to always enable your friends.
Kung gusto, kung if you really believe lang in what he or she is deciding on.
But most of the time kasi, yung enabler friends mo, sobra ka nilang kilala. And ay, alam nila man, kung makakabuti yun sa'yo or makakasama.
At alam rin nila yung taste mo.
Yes. And yung flip side, yung enabler friends mo, they know when to stop you. They know when not to support you. They know when you're making a bad decision. Diba? So, ano yan? Parang mirror, ano ba? Mirror feature yan. If enabler yung friend mo, magaling siyang mag-enable at magaling din siyang mag, ano ba? Dissuade. Diba?
Pero, disable.
Pero I think we all need an enabler friend because sometimes we chicken out. Or sometimes...
Sometimes.
Sometimes you
I chicken out a lot of...
Ako yung enabler friend mo eh, no? Sino yung enabler friends mo?
Hindi, Carl Joe.
Sige, bilhin mo na yan.
Oh, kunin mo na yan. Life's too short. Din.
Si Jazz.
Jazz?
Oo.
Hindi masyado.
Kasi ang hassle, yung opposite ng enabler friend... Pero ano to, hindi counted eh. I don't think we need that. Hindi siya essential, pero it's a funny experience. Or we all kind of have this friend. Yung kuripot friend. Sobrang KJ kasi.
Hindi nga. Mas masaya talaga.
No fun, man.
Kahit nga mawalan ka ng pera, mas masarap pa rin kasama yung consentidor friend.
Enabler eh. Kasi parang...
Hindi mo siya masisisi eh.
Tsaka mag-mental gymnastic siya kung bakit worth it yun eh.
Tsaka sasabihin niya rin na parang... Diyos ko, ano ba? Tanda na natin. Parang enjoy life.
Mas madali talaga mag-make ng reasons to follow your heart than...
Or in the words of Richard Bulisa, your friend, Besh, mag-end of the world na. Ano
or matay din naman tayo.
Oo, mamamatay rin.
Bilhin mo na.
Bilhin mo na. Kung wala ka nang pang hospital, pwede ka naman
Benta mo na lang.
Oh, or...
Sobrang bad decision.
Gcash. No, GoFundMe na lang. Kung hospital bills mo,
pag na hospital ka, papag-GoFundMe na lang ako.
Oo.
Masama.
Yun ang ano, enabler.
Sobrang masama. Bad decisions talaga eh. Ne, pero, yun. So,
di ako, game ako sa enabler friend as long as he or she has sound financial advice.
Or hindi naman siya parang...
Hindi naman...
Siya drugs,
abusuhin
hindi
mo
siya
yung
gambling.
Katawan mo, di ba?
Di ba? Hindi siya drugs, gambling, violence, crime. Basta hindi ganun.
Well, kung diba? Drugs, depende.
No. Sorry. Red flag sa akin.
Yun. Okay.
Yun.
Iba-ibang katawan kasi tayo.
No, I think kaya ko pa yung...
Yung gambling talaga yung...
Marijuana. Sige, hanggang dun lang. Kaya ko pang
sure. Pero yung mga
sure. Scary
drugs.
No? Oh, parang no. Sorry. Not...
No judgment, pod pals. No judgment.
Yun. Kasi pag nasabit ako, kunwari friends tayo, tapos What if, ano, hinuli ka ng police? My God, no, more I than am that, what an if, accomplice. I cannot.
What if ma-hospital ka at nakakonwood, di ba? Matuluyan.
Oh.
That's on you, di ba?
Yes, I don't want, I don't want.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ikaw.
Last. My last
entry. Yes. Your last friend.
My last friend. Ito, very pertinent to in my 40s.
Okay.
40s na naman yung tema ko. Yun. Oh.
We should have like an age-related episode.
So. Yeah, so anyway.
Oh.
The older version of you, friend.
That's very vain. Mature.
No, no, no. You don't get what I mean. So kung 41 ako ngayon, mga 50-year-old na friend to.
Like a preview. A preview. Or parang someone na nagbibigay sa'yo ng...
Especially na...
Parang Gandalf ganun.
Hindi, parang, hindi Gandalf. Kasi
na-assure ka.
Wala akong friend na 60 years old.
Okay.
So, pero may mga friends ako ngayon na 50.
Yung someone na nag-assure sa'yo na things will be fine.
In 10 years, ganun. It's not so bad.
Okay.
Especially kasi matanda na nga, di ba? Sa age ko na to, pwede na magkasakit, pwede nang maiwanan ng asawa, di ba?
Grabe naman.
And kailangan ko rin siguro ng ganitong friend precisely because unconventional rin yung dynamics natin as a family unit, di ba?
Yes.
Na married without kids.
Mm.
Dinks, di ba? double income, no kids.
Yeah.
So, kailangan ko ng quote-unquote wisdom.
Yeah.
Or a sneak preview of what's gonna happen to me in 10 years. Oh, it's not so bad. Tapos, magbibigay rin siya ng payo sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, nakakatakot rin kasi yung child-free by choice, di ba?
Especially with all the people who have children. Na parang giving these, ano ba, concerned but in a way, kind of toxic. Yung mga, siya mag-aalaga sa'yo.
Oo.
Ganyan. Pero exactly. Kung matanda ka na.
Kaya yung mga friends ko na 50, 51, 52 years old, hindi rin sila yung conventional adult. Ano rin sila? Child-free by choice.
Mm.
Or if not, hindi rin talaga tinadhana na magkaroon sila ng kids.
Oh.
So, nakikita ko, hey, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Ang saya rin, ha?
Hmm.
They enjoy their money. They enjoy their space. Tapos, hindi sila ganun ka ngarag sa buhay nila kasi yun na nga.
Iba din yung wisdom.
May freedom sila. Oo. Oh. Tapos, at the same time, yung freedom plus wisdom.
Yeah.
Diba? Ngayon tayo.
Don't make a pun out of it, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Wala, I can see your face.
No, no. I'm making my pun making face.
Yeah.
Ano, yun. And, kailangan ko ng confidence kasi na sa sarili ko, no? Kaya yan. In 10 years. Ganyan ka siguro. And, kadalasan, yung mga friends ko na to, same interests kami.
Hindi, tsaka parang, ako wala pa akong friend na ganun. But,
baka it's a guy thing?
Hindi, I don't, hindi. Meron akong mga fina-follow na, alam mo yun, personality sila, but wala pa akong yung close friend ko talaga siya. Pero pag nakikita ko, parang sayo ang buhay niya.
Ay, hindi rin naman. Yeah. Na, hindi naman sila caricature na happy-happy lahat palagi.
Hindi, hindi.
Diba?
But you see how they kind of enjoy life.
Mm. And at the same time, nagbibigay sila sa akin ng advice na parang, di ba usually, oh, we're halfway there.
Mm.
Pero there's still so much more to life. Na kailangan ko.
No, nakaka-sure. And it kind of makes you feel...
Na I'm sure rin naman. Applicable din to sa may
sa,
child.
Oh.
Kasi I'm sure meron silang mga kaibigan na mentor type din.
Although, yun nga, mas marami kasi sila.
So, oh, exactly.
Parang medyo mas madaling mahanap yun.
Exactly.
I guess. Parang life peg. Ew, I don't like that term.
Ito hindi to life peg at all nga eh. This is a life sneak preview.
Uh-huh.
Parang, in 10 years, I'm gonna be like that. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos napipreview ko rin na yung mga challenges nila in that particular age.
Mm-hmm.
Na, okay, ganun na pala. Lalabo na yung mata nila or yung parents sila hindi na ganun kalakas. So, at least ako, if I see a preview of things to come, mas naano ko, na-prepare ako mentally. And at the same time, maganda rin na commiserating, di ba, na naintindihan nila na, well, hindi na ganun kaganda yung eyesight ko. Parang ganun.
Sino yung parang ganyan sa pop culture?
Doc Brown and Marty McFly? Hindi. Laki masyado.
Pareho
eh.
Ba sila? Hindi. Yung parang preview ba?
Actually, good question. Wala akong maisip. Pod pals, may naisip ba kayo? 10-year difference?
Like almost the same.
Yung pwede ba yung mga cop, body cop?
Oo, ano? Pwede.
Usually
pwede.
Ganun yung age, di ba? Body cop comedies.
Yes. Yes. Ano ba yung mga ganyan na magandang ano? Hindi naman applicable Ghostbusters kasi...
Which Ghostbusters?
The Afterlife. Hindi.
Hindi.
In a way, medyo parang ano, Ant-Man. Yung Marvel, mahilig sa ganun eh.
Oo, tama.
Yung parang may pagka-passing of the torch.
Tama.
Diba? Oh. Si... Yun nga, si Scott lang, tsaka si... May pangalan ni... Pim. Hank Pim.
Hank Pim.
Medyo pwede.
Pwede, pwede.
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 Ersi.
Pero hindi eh. Hindi siya older version eh.
Oo.
Hindi. Yung isa thief. Yung isa scientist eh.
Eh pero may in common sila eh.
Pwede.
Diba? Ano ba yung mga ganyan din? Yung tinitrain. Usually nagtitrain-train eh. Ganun.
Or mga sports movies din, di ba?
Yes.
Yung mga maging coach bigla yung top athlete.
Wala
okay. Ba sa ano to? Sa...
Ted Lasso.
What's this?
Ganun.
Ted Lasso or yung isa Karate Kid, Cobra Kai?
Medyo-medyo. Medyo-medyo. Oo. Pwede.
Hmm.
Yun. Cobra Kai, pwede.
Sino doon?
Si... Hindi, parang sinwitch nila yung ano eh, yung archetypes. Like si Miguel, mas maaalala mo sa kanya si Daniel. Tapos yung anak ni... Shit, I forget his name. Anyway, yung anak ng blonde dude, mas parang pareho sila eh. So, well, it kind of makes... Medyo pareho. Yun. Pero, it falls under the life preview. Diba?
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Ano pa ba yung ganyan?
Sa mga Seth Rogen movies, meron ba? Parang wala akong maisip ngayon.
Judd Apatow, wala din yun.
Pwede. Ano? Ed Wood.
Ano?
Ed Wood and Bela Lugosi.
Pwede.
Yung Tim Burton pwede. Film na Ed Wood.
Pero kasi usually, meron din sa...
Pero tama, pareho silang artist, di ba? Tapos pareho silang horror, ano?
Eh, pero idol niya eh.
Kaya, ganun rin naman eh. May pagka-idol ko rin naman yung mga yun eh.
Pero, di ba, meron ding dynamics na parang pag masyado kayong pareho na magkakaasaran kayo.
Begin Again. Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. If you don't see it as a rom-com.
I don't see it as a rom-com.
If you see it as a master and apprentice movie.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, pwede ba? Qui-Gon Jinn and, Rey and Han Solo.
Pwede. Yes.
Parehong sila
smugglers.
Sabi
sa'yo yung mga parang... Big passing franchises. Of the torch.
Uh-oh.
Maganyan eh. Or parang si... Sino pa sa Marvel?
Peter B. Parker and Miles Morales.
Right.
Ang daming Nick Miller ano rito. Jake Johnson.
I love Jake Johnson much.
Pero yun, tama. Yung Spider-Verse, the first one.
Or hindi. Even like, you know, the Tony Stark and Spider-Man. Yung
yeah,
Robert
yeah,
Downey.
Tama. Pero ganun. Laki nung...
May ganun eh. May eklat na ganun. Yung pareho sila scientist.
Dr. Octopus and Spider-Man. Alfred Molina and Tobey Maguire.
I love them.
In Spider-Man
so
too. Ayun.
Yun. Madami. Madami naman. Yun. And even Devil Wears Prada.
Sino dun?
Diba sinabi ni... I think trope yun eh. Like yung idol mo. would tell you, you know, I see so much of my younger self in you. May mga ganyan eh. Trope na yan, diba? Yun. My last? This is like your moral compass friend. So, opposite siya nung enabler. Parang kailangan mo talaga, meron kang mabait na friend. Or hindi kailangan nice eh, but someone na upright yung morality.
Gets,
like, not necessarily righteous ha.
But hindi holier than
hindi
thou.
Hindi holier than thou, but someone who really, you know, kind of guide you na ano yung fair, ano yung prudent, ano yung, basta someone na pushes you to make the better decisions. Or kapag kasama mo siya, or kapag humingi ka ng advice sa kanya, alam mong na-exhaust mo all options to end to that good decision. At saka, pagsama mo siya, alam mong bumubuti kang tao.
Oh, yes.
Alam ko yan. De, pero ito, kailangan ba nakatay siya to a religion?
No, no. I think it's more of ethical.
Sa bagay, kasi
moral
ako rin,
and ethical friend.
May needs ako na ganyan. Pero once na nag-Bible quote na.
Parang, okay, bye.
Let's keep it practical. Let's keep it practical and ethical. Gets
may friend ako na ano, sobrang alam niyang hindi ako religious. Pero religious siya. Tapos ko na rin share kami sa isa't isa ng, ano, ng thoughts. Sasabihin niya, okay lang bang mag-Christianist lang ako saglit?
Christianese.
Kasi tingin ko, makakatulong sa'yo. Isipin mo na lang, hindi siya galing sa Bible. Parang ako, what?
Ayun, okay nga kasi may pasintabi.
Oo.
Diba? Pero hindi, okay rin nga yun eh. Parang alam, gusto ko rin yung, okay, I know you're agnostic, pero yeah.
This is
ito yung
what
natutunan
I learned, ko. Anyway, ayun. Someone, it's not religiousness eh. Hindi din siya faith or whatever. But more of general morality and ethics, I guess. Like, I guess my first example here is, kaya mo si Noel, di ba? Parang si Noel.
Yeah.
Office mate, nag-start siya as like work friend. Pero outside work, parang matagal kami nag-work before we turned friends. Alam mo yun, ganun kami ka-slow burn and slow. Ano ba? Very private people. Hmm. Alam mo yung guarded. Guarded kasi.
Pareho kayong guarded.
So parang it takes a while. Yung ayaw naming i-assume na friends kami.
Hmm.
Yung, alam mo yung nahirapan kami. Tapos, ginaw through namin. Tapos before namin, nahiya kaming i-proclaim lang na, ay, friends to. Iba. Kasi alam
bakit namin, naman?
Hindi kasi alam namin work friends kami. Pero, may time kasing she had to take a break. And doon ko na feel na, okay, without a context of work, iniisip ko rin siya, kinukumusta ko siya, ganun. Tapos, nung pagbalik niya, sabi ko, alam mo, hirap-hirap. Nung wala ka, feeling ko parang mas naging mean ako, mas hindi ko masyadong winawatch yung words ko. Kasi she would
moral
remind
compass mo siya,
me
yeah.
to, yung pag nakikita niya naggalit na ako, sabi niya, oy, chill ka konti. Or like, ingatan mo yung words mo.
Pero ito,
ganun.
Questions.
Oh my God, wala akong ganun.
How do you, how would you define this friend because of, ano, experiences with him or her?
Yeah, I think
I
kasi,
mean, paano mo nasabing mabait to? Di ba? Hindi, kailangan may pinagdaanan muna kayo eh.
I guess kasi nga nakatulong na magka-work kami. And sa work, di ba, everyday may challenge kayo. Everyday may magpipiss off sa inyo. Everyday may pahirap. And every day you kind of make decisions or solve
saka,
something together.
Sorry, hindi yun. Rin naman tong hindi to people pleaser or
hindi,
unassertive lang
hindi.
Ano.
Hindi. In fact, assertive siya.
Pero mabuting tao. Gets ko yun.
Parang kailang parang bago tayo ganun siya eh, bago tayo magsalita, kailangan tama tayo. Ganon. Or kailangan na consider na natin lahat ng angles or kailangan naka-empathize tayo dun sa kausap natin.
Hmm.
Parang we just have to have someone in our lives na ganun. Diba?
Pero totoo yan. Kasi goodness for me is a much rarer virtue than intelligence or talent.
Yes.
Especially nowadays.
Yes.
Ang hirap maghanap ng yung friend na ang buting, mabuting tao to.
Hindi ko nga alam kung goodness
kasi,
ba
kasi I mean,
or
gusto ko rin yung friends
eh.
na pilyo eh. Gets
tingin
so
ko fairness. More than good.
Or justice, di ba? Yun, justice is the word.
Yun.
Kung fair kasi parang may business aspect pa rin eh. Pero yung justice, mas malaki.
Ayun, yung may sense of justice. Hmm. Yun. Na parang, kasi nga, mainitin yung ulo ko. So, kailangan ko ng someone to balance me out.
Feeling ko though, yung mga mabuting tao, alam mo, kung tingnan natin sila psychologically, ano lang sila? Super regulated yung emotions nila. Ang galing nila mag-process ng emotions.
Oo. Pero it doesn't mean di sila nagagalit or naman. Di sila umiyak, ha?
Magaling sila mag, ito yung nararamdaman ko, I will breathe.
Mm-mm.
I will breathe first and reflect bago ko magsalita. Versus tayo na, yung kadalasan naman, reactive tayo yung mga tao.
Ang criticism lang kasi sa mga ganyan, mabagal silang mag-desisyon or mabagal silang mag-react. Ito. Pero kasi nga, iniisip nila eh. Iniisip
rin natin na parang, ang bagal nyo naman, ang mahina kayong tao.
Ang bagal mong desisyon. Hindi. Nag-iisip yan ng madaming...
Oo, ang dami nilang pinaprocess.
Para silang si Dr. Strange, nirarun nila yung lahat ng possible.
Lahat na simulations.
Oo. Bago sila mag-react. Yun, kailangan ko talaga ng ganong friend. Kasi nga, ayun, ano ko, passionate ako.
Volatile.
Hindi yung volatile, but I get to be passionate and I react sometimes. Minsan kasi parang when something means a lot to me. Pero in general, yung perception ng tao, yung reality nila parang kunwari 10% lang talaga siya. But sometimes to me, it's like it means like a 90%. Yung it means so much to me. Yung reaction ko malaki din. Na parang, I guess someone who has to remind you that other people will be affected by your actions. Diba? Kailangan mo ng check and balance, friend. Yun. I guess that's the better term. Hindi yung moral compass, but the check and balance, friend. Na, teka lang. May ganon.
May naisip na akong...
Konsensya friend bala.
Oh, may exacto. Konsensya friend. May naisip na akong character gagawin.
Ano?
Si Jiminy Cricket.
Yes.
Kay Pinocchio.
Yes. Moral compass talaga.
Moral, literal na moral compass siya, di ba?
Oo. Tsaka si if you're, hindi ka nanonood ng The
Good yung mga
Place.
Disney sidekicks, lahat konsensya sila.
Si Flounder?
Sebastian.
Hindi,
consentidor rin pala siya.
Hindi, si Flounder yung consentidor. Si yung caution. Si, yung don't go there. Ganon si Sebastian, diba? Hindi applicable sa Little Mermaid. Sino ba?
So Beauty and the Beast, sino? Mrs. Potts.
Si Mrs. Potts.
Tama.
Yun.
Oh, super bait nga.
Oo. Si, I don't know if you've...
Sa Mulan, si Mushu.
Hindi. No.
Ang pangalan niya?
Si Mushu.
Mushu.
Parang hindi. Si hindi. Ang best for me na example ay si Chidi from The Good Place. Si Eleanor, tsaka si Chidi. Lagi ko kasi sabi kay Noel, parang ako si Eleanor, tapos ikaw si Chidi. Pero na-offend siya, kasi masyado daw mabait, tsaka mabagal mag-decide si Chidi. But, sino mo ba yung ganyan, na, sa RoboCop wala eh. No?
RoboCop?
Wala eh, no? Wala siyang friend eh.
Meron, si Lois.
Mga ganon, meron ba? Sa Superman ba meron?
Yung dad niya.
Sa Spider-Man kasi si
Uncle Ben.
Si Uncle Ben. At saka si
Pero interesting, patay na si Uncle Ben.
Parang konsensya siya. Hindi si Uncle Ben, si
Aunt May.
Si Aunt May or si Jacob Batalon. Anong pangalan Jacob?
Ned.
The man in the chair is usually that. Yung you're making a bad decision. Ganun. Diba? Si... Parang si Don Cheadle din sa Iron Man. Ganun eh. Lagi na may ganun.
Yun yung second in command, no?
Yes. Sa Falcon and Winter Soldier, si hindi,
Pero si Captain, sa Captain America, wala. Kasi... Siya na yung konsensya, no? Siya yung sarili
siya
na konsensya.
Siya pala yung upright. Oo. Hindi. Meron siya. Si mas upright kay Steve Rogers kasi si...
Peggy.
Si Anthony Mackie. Mas incorruptible si pangalan ni Anthony Mackie.
Falcon.
Si Falcon. Parang mas siya, Mas grabe yung moral compass niya. Diba? So, madami actually. Madami.
Archetype kasi
archetype
siya.
Archetype kasi siya. Conscience. Si ano? Si Sam. Sa ano?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yun. Ayun.
Sam Wisely.
Mali. Sobrang hindi tayo Lord of the Rings.
Pa. Sam Wise Guy.
Basta.
Sam Wisely nga.
Hindi, Sam.
O ito sa Harry Potter, sino?
Si Ron Weasley. Si na may mix mo. Hindi, hindi naman
moral Sam ko. Weasley.
Sobrang hindi fans yung pareho.
Hindi pa tayo fantasy.
Oh, this is such a struggle.
O sa Star Wars, sino? Yoda.
Obi-Wan.
Ay, Obi-Wan.
Ano ka ba?
Oo nga naman.
Si Obi-Wan.
Your favorite.
Tapos, sa ano, sa ano yung favorite ko na hate ng lahat? So, The Last Jedi, si ano? Si Luke Skywalker. Tsaka si Princess Leia. Diba? Madami, trope nga siya. Trope.
Madali yan, madali.
Madali,
yan.
Madali.
Isipan ng examples.
Si Thor, si ano? Si
Jane.
Hindi, enabler si ano eh. Si Taika Waititi.
Oo.
Enabler yun eh. Anyway, ayun. So that's our six. So one, you're out of the orbit friend. Two, the friend that's more intelligent than you.
Non-Athenian friend.
Three, how can he forget? The non-Athenian friend. Next, the no-judgment friend. Ano yung sa'yo?
My last one was...
Older. Preview.
An older version of you, friend.
Yes. And the last one ay yung...
The consensya friend.
The consensya friend. Ayun. So, Podpals. Kayo, ano yung tingin nyo na kailangan natin?
Wait, itong friend? Six na to sa atin to ah. Examples namin
hindi
to.
Hindi naman siya parang prescription.
Oo naman.
Ito yung checklist.
Yok, magkahanapin nyo yung ganitong six friends.
Ay, at TikTok? TikTok sermon.
Or ito. Self-help book, ano?
The hell?
The six friends you'll meet in heaven.
By Tatali Baba Tapes. Yuck!
Ano to? Tuesdays with Maury.
Hindi kami ano dito. Hindi kami, ano ba tawag doon? Guru-guru. What the hell? We're no
wellness
better than
guru.
You. We're no better than you guys.
Or we're worse than them,
probably.
Actually. Yeah, probably.
So, wala lang help. Ito. Sharing. Hindi kami experts kasi. But ganoon. Anyway, time for Pam.
Podpal answering machine. So, ito yung napili ko for this one. By the way, this is for episode 108, If I Win the Lottery. So, ito Podpals, I got this from Spotify. Hindi galing Facebook, hindi galing Discord or Instagram or sa chat natin. Ito galing sa Spotify. Merong comment section na pala sa Spotify. So, if you want to do shoutouts or questions...
Pinush niya yun.
Hindi, gawin nyo rin sa Spotify.
Shameless plugging.
May entry field na sa Spotify.
Para tawas yung engagement namin.
Yes. So, do Spotify rin, Podpals. So, this comes from a certain C. You know who you are. I like this episode. It gave me other insights about managing extra money aside from putting it in a Philippine bank and time deposit account. Thank you.
Hindi ko sure kung good advice yun. Ano?
Oo, naku, hindi kami financial advisors or investors, di ba?
Hindi ko alam kung nakasama ba yun sa GDP. Or is it GNP?
Pero thank you. Thank you for putting your comments on our Spotify page.
Made us look credible.
Made us look legit.
Pero hindi kami financial advisors. Oh my God.
Pero thank you kung may natutunan ka.
This is from the Facebook group. Hindi chat. As in, pinost niya sa comment. Sabi niya, kakataya ko lang ng Lotto yesterday. I rarely do it. I just happened to see one kiosk while I was in Pure Gold. The draw was yesterday night, olats. But if I happen to win, magpapapodpals party daw.
Oy! Siya. Game.
Book ko yung white space or somewhere, magpapakonsesyon ako ng geek music, art stuff, stickers and shiz, film club sa isang corner, book club sa isa, or maybe a block screening. That would be fun.
Parang ano, art fair.
Oo. Parang ganun. Like, Comic-Con. Telepabads, ano. Podpalcon. Weird.
Telethon. Telecon.
Padpalcon.
Telecon. Telecon.
Pwede. I'm eating, by the way. Ayan.
Ayan. Anyway, thanks, Podpals, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Hope you enjoyed. Sana magkatotoo yung ano, Padpalcon. Diba?
Oo.
That would be nice.
Telecon.
Paano ba tayo makastart nun? GoFundMe. Yuck. Namera. Anyway, mangarap na lang tayo. Tapos uwi tayo mga 9 PM kasi introverts kami.
Yes.
Yun. Yun. Baka naman yung mga brands dyan, pwede kayo maglagay ng malaking logo. Joke lang. Okay, yun lang. Osha. Bye.
Osha. Bye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.